just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 17th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a text message and I was asked not to mention her name on the air. But this is inside information that you guys need to understand. Typical of what's really happening in state government. This is a perfect example. When they talk about turnover, people leaving their jobs that they are qualified for, and why are they qualified? Because they met previous expectations of what's called job descriptions. Again, I'm not going to mention the name. Kavita. That's one of the people that I referred to in the House Oversight Committee representing the State Department of Treasury, is the major player in why the Department of Treasury is so screwed up. She's very incompetent and doesn't have the background to hold the job that she holds. She is the reason why most of the good people who have worked there have left. Her background is not in finance. It's not in taxes or even accounting. Katrina is a bit better, but not by much. The old computer systems we used was a DOS system. Are you kidding me? DOS. DOS, not Windows-based computers, DOS. X's and O's with those big, huge floppy disks. What are they, 3.5-4-inch discs that you can literally grab them and shake them and they flop? The old DOS system that didn't have errors, but it was very manual. We had to do it all by hand. We had to check it over. We had to put eyeballs on it and look at it. And by the way, when I was there and my phone rang, I answered it. Phone system now has been updated to a VOIP, voice over internet protocol. VoIP phone systems, folks, are all run by computers and the internet. The main reason they did it? So they could monitor us on our own phone calls. My job requirements was that I had to have a bachelor's degree with a minimum of 24 credits in accounting. Well, Gretchen Whitmer and the crew came in. They dumbed down the job description to just having to have a high school diploma just so they could shake down the state of Michigan taxpayers for the money that they owed. I found that a minimum of 30 to 40% of them had sent in the money, and it was sitting on a different month. Once I moved the money from that month to the correct month, guess what? The taxpayer didn't owe the state anything. It's a major reason why I was singled out and pushed out of my department. I know some people are still waiting for their money for 3 years ago. Sorry. This is unacceptable. Finally, the auditors get 3 to 6 months training, just like my previous job. Kavita is the one that pushed that system through. So what you're saying, basically, the heads of these departments have got to be fired. Maybe Perry Johnson might consider giving you a job. I just happen to know somebody that talks to Perry on a regular basis. We'll be in touch. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Into the Show. I have been struggling to get a fair, accurate, information, scientific fact-based story about data centers. And I got a story this morning to the radio station's email account prepping for the show. I read it. I went through the story. And this is the closest thing I have found or seen so far to be really the most fact-based information that I could find. What is a data center? What does it do? A data center is a building that has a bunch of towers in it, computer towers. These computer towers are huge storage capacity computers. They use a lot of electricity. They get very hot. They also absolutely store information that goes into the pipeline for the information technology IT that we have capable to find things on the internet. Whether it's you using your phone to ask your phone a question, or whether you go on to a website and you want information from that website via a search. You have to understand that this is all driven by capacity of storage of bits of data. And that's basically the a rudimental explanation of what a data center is. Well, the Citizens Research Council of Michigan put out a report. Eric Paul Dennis wrote this report and basically put this out via an interview with MERS News Service. Sitting down with the reporter, the first thing that Dennis said is that he cautioned local governments against offering large property tax breaks or abatements to attract these hyperscale data centers, arguing that the facilities themselves generate relatively few permanent jobs and limited secondary economic development. Secondary, outside after the data center is built. Now, you've heard Governor Gretchen Whitmer say, good paying jobs. I don't care what project it is. I don't care what development it is. She's there with a shovel in the ground saying, we're bringing good, high-paying jobs. Well, the author said that the communities need to carefully scrutinize not only requests for tax abatements and other benefits to these companies, because data centers typically do not attract other businesses, new additional businesses to the area, nor do they create any increase substantially in local supply chains. You see, you've got two different things that are necessary today for businesses to thrive. You have your products, your goods, your services. If you're making widgets, that requires supply chains, raw materials, parts that need to be assembled. That's the real world of doing business the old way. But then to supplement, enhance, improve, and make the business even more efficient, you need data. Parts, I don't care what size part it is, it's got a barcode on it. Whether it's a label, a sticker, a bag, a box, a complete pallet on a semi-truck. Back in the days when I was trucking, from 2005 to 2009, Barcodes were everywhere. Folks, that's 21 years ago. It's only gotten more enhanced in the way they manage the inventories, the way they manage their parts, the way they manage supply chains. Well, Dennis says in this report, generally, when your community gets a data center, you end up with a data center. They don't bring in any new businesses. However, not allowing data centers into your community can hinder local economic growth. Why? Because all the businesses use the internet, the technology, the storage capacity, which is needed of these data centers. Dennis, in the report, says when it comes to jobs, hyperscale data centers such as Stargate's data center now in Saline, Michigan, are a massive win for construction companies, subcontractors, and the laborers. However, that being said, once the construction is over, the baseline employment will end up being only 100 permanent jobs inside that massive center they're building. There's not going to be any increase in local supply chains. They might be able to create a few jobs through contracted services. Mowing the lawn, utilities that they serve might be forced to hire more people. However, there can be exceptions. But again, generally, when you get a data center, that's all you get. Dennis went on to say, with the current state policies exempting sales and use taxes from data centers, there's not going to be much benefit to Lansing state coffers either. The issue with all these economic developments is the but-for, quote-unquote, argument. Would these data centers be coming to Michigan but for the tax incentives that are offered via the exemption of them having to pay sales and use taxes? That quote came in Dennis's report from their president, Eric Lufer. Lufer said that some local governments, listen to this, are offering 50% reductions on property taxes for as long as 12 years just to get these data centers. He said the argument that the hyperscale data centers can't be afforded without these property tax abatements doesn't really hold any water. In the property tax exemption, I think there's probably a rounding error for the cost for them putting it in. And to say that you couldn't afford to build this data center without these property tax exemptions needs to be looked at more closely. Make the point that data centers are quite similar to the automobile industry, but also said Michigan is still struggling for growth. An investment is needed. But the bottom line, I'm of two minds here. On one hand, we're not going as a state a way to turn away multi-billion dollar investments into infrastructure of our state. But what is it going to cost our public coffers? What is it going to cost the state? What is it going to cost our local communities if we give these tax breaks? It's something that we definitely need to look at. Well, Dennis's report continues. Along with warnings about jobs and taxes, the CRC report said data centers the problems that most people have? The noise, the heat, and the electricity. Other than that, there's not much to worry about. Okay. Somebody sent me a text. I got to find this from this morning. Where was that text? I think it might be Officer Rick. Where did he go? No, it wasn't him. Let's go to somebody. I can't find it right. You know what? I'll find it during the bottom of the hour break. Talking about the amount of electricity this new data center in Saline is going to consume, I think on a monthly basis, was enough electricity to power the entire city of Detroit for the same month. I got to find that. Whoever sent that to me, will you retext me? Somebody sent it to me. Man, I got 117 messages here. Well, we'll get to that story, the electricity. And again, I got a very simple solution. Don't let the data centers tap into the grid. As a matter of fact, instead of being consumers of electricity, make them producers of it. And this is how it works. Manufacturing plants, major manufacturing plants, and various other businesses have on-site electricity production. They have these small little electricity generating operations. I'm not fully aware and understand the technology. There's a couple different ones. They can take natural gas and convert it to electricity, basically being a big generator to generate enough electricity to run their business, to run their manufacturing plant. Make data centers do that. You cannot tap into the grid to pull electricity out. However, if you produce more electricity than what's needed for your data center, have a one-way flow rate. If they are not at peak usage, they're generating more electricity than they can use, more than they can store in their batteries, then have them put the electricity into the grid. Be a contributor to the electric grid, not a consumer. What happens with supply when that goes up from these data centers producing electricity and putting it into the grid? Prices will go down. Why? We've got more supply of electricity. We won't have brownouts. We, the consumers, for our homes and small businesses, won't have to pay as much for our electricity because we have a data center in our community. You want to see communities start embracing data centers? There's your solution. If you're the one that sent me that text about the power that Saline is going to use, Stargate Project, retext me so I put you at the top of my list. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.